Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, police in Camden are trying out a futuristic approach to fighting crime through the use of artificial intelligence. KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden reports.
This is not about robots on the street. You'd see that in a movie. The department is test driving computer software that will aid analysts in deciding where to deploy officers. Chief Joseph Wysocki.
Our goal is to prevent crime from ever occurring. The way I look at it, artificial intelligence, if it's going to work, it's another wrench that's in our toolbox that we could deploy.
ShotSpotter, the same company they use to pinpoint gunfire in the city with sensors, supplies this technology using gathered data, including past crime patterns. The idea has its critics, but Wysocki says he'll watch how things play out over the next 3 months before deciding on its future use. But one thing's certain, no one's losing their job to this. Besides, it's community policing more than any equipment that's brought Camden's crime rate down. In South Jersey, David Madden, KYW News Radio.